Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, for March 24th, 2017, in honor of the release of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story on digital, which I'm old, so I will be buying a disc next week, we're going to look at the Star Wars Rogue One Jedi Revolt action figure set. We received a few of these. We've shipped a few of these out. We're also accepting new pre-orders for our next shipment. We got more coming. It's a great four-figure set. It's a lot like the Takodana encounter last year, with one major difference. It's better. Last year, that set had one new figure and a couple of variations. This set has three new figures and one basically the same figure. So for what you're getting, this is a better bang for your buck. You get 3¾-inch action figures of Saw Gerrera, Edrio Two Tubes, the Hover Tank Pilot, and Jen Erso. Jen Erso is pretty much the same as the individually carded Jedha version, with the scarf around her head and blaster. Fits in her holster, good articulation. It's really a great figure, and this one, at least my sample, has better paint than some of the other ones I've seen. An almost identical figure was sold on an individual card with a rocket launcher, and also with dust on her boots in the AT-ACT vehicle, the AT-ACT, which apparently people did not buy in big numbers. But that's available, and you like Jen Erso, you will get a Jen Erso. If you don't like Jen Erso, you will get a Jen Erso. That's the moral of the story here. You're going to get a Jen Erso. I got a lot of Jen Erso figures. This is a good one. I would say it's as good or better than most of them. I also have the super articulated one that was a retailer exclusive. I really like that one, too. I like this costume a bunch. They're different enough where, if you compare them, like, one has a jacket and one doesn't under the vest, so they're different outfits, so you'll want both, ultimately. But maybe you don't, but if you don't, you're not my kind of person. Well, maybe we are. I don't know. We haven't hung out yet, but I gotta get everything because I'm nuts. The Hover Tank Pilot, if it looks familiar, it should. It is basically the same body as a Scarif Shore Trooper with a new helmet and, depending on which version you got, a different gun. He stands and sits just fine. There are no hindrances in the articulation of his hips. The legs and arms swing forward perfectly nicely. The ball-jointed helmet is great. I love the detail. The paint's good. The back of the figure even has vents painted on the... It's not quite a backpack, but it looks kind of like a backpack. And the colors they used everywhere just turned out great. Also, what else do I want to tell you about this figure? Textures are really good on the soft parts of the armor. Everything looks like it should. There are some vents painted on the helmet. I'm sure if there was more, you know, higher budget on these things, there'd be some more paint and scuffs and damage. But for a 4-inch figure on my desk right now, I really like this. Edrio Two Tubes is one half of a brother pair, Eggmates, I believe it was. They have slightly different outfits. This one is a pilot. You'll notice the X-Wing chess computer. According to the backstory, this guy actually flew an X-Wing, and they had a whole squad of X-Wings, but we didn't see those in the movie. He has a long rifle, stands just fine, sits okay. His joints work basically just fine, and you'll be generally happy with him. The texture, the sculpting of the texture is amazing. I'm assuming these are digitally sculpted, but I don't know for a fact. But if you get in real close and squint and have a magnifying glass, you will see amazing little ridges of detail on the head, skin, helmet, mask. I'm not quite sure what it is. I think it's probably skin. But it's intense, and it's hard to see, and I don't have the best eyes in the world, so it's impressive. The paint job is good. He's lighter than he is in the movie, like a little bit more tan. He was a little bit dark in all the publicity photos, and when you look at the costume from Comic-Con, which appears to be a merger of the two costumes, you'll see what I mean. It's the only version of him you can get, so if you want Edrio Two Tubes, or Two Tubes is his nickname, and Edrio is his real name, I don't know what his parents called him. It's a good figure, it looks okay, the rifle's good, and you don't have a lot of other options. I hope they keep doing more Rogue One figures, because this is a good one. And I really like Aliens, and if you've seen the Rogue One Ultimate Visual Guide, which we do sell and I did buy, it is full of so many pilots, troopers, vehicles, aliens, background guys. They could probably make another 100 or 200 figures from this movie without much of a stretch. I don't think that they will, because we're kind of not in that era anymore, but my goodness, they had a great series of designs, and Hasbro, I hope you make at least another 20 or 30 figures from this movie, because they are really good designs. Rounding out the set is Saw Gerrera. Saw Gerrera originally appeared on The Clone Wars when he had all of his parts. This figure doesn't. One of his legs is replaced by a cybernetic enhancement. One of his arms appears to be a cybernetic replacement. He has a walking stick. He has a blaster in his holster. He has the breathing mask that you saw in the movie. It is not clear plastic. It is opaque. It is also stuck to his chest, so he can't hold it up in front of his mouth and breathe out of it menacingly. He has a cape. He has puffy hair, molded in plastic, sandals, and a great outfit. The green looks good. There's some pretty great detail on the body. Lots of little sculpted fabric-y bits, little painted things here and there. It's hard not to like it. I don't expect they're going to do another Saw Gerrera. It'd be great if they did a flashback one someday. I can't imagine that they will. The right things are going. They don't do a lot of looking back in the new Star Wars era, apparently, since Disney bought it. That's going to change eventually, I'm sure. But for the time being, we're looking ahead. And there's not a lot of Rogue One ahead of us. So go ahead and get this set. Saw Gerrera is cool. It stands just fine. If you have any figure standing problems, you can go to Entertainment Earth, type in stands. We sell action figure stands, and they're pretty great, and I help design them. So they fit most figures. There's been over 2,000, so they don't fit all figures, but they fit most figures quite nicely. It's a great set. I highly recommend it to anyone who collects Star Wars figures. If you just want a souvenir, this is the one to get, unless there's a character you want who's not in here. But it's a good representation of the movie because you get two cool aliens, you get the movie's hero, and you get a trooper you can't get anywhere else. So I'm probably coming off too much like an advertisement, but as a collector, I was really happy to get this, and I've really dug seeing these figures. I just hope there's going to be more. I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Check us out on Twitter at EntEarth. Go to entertainmentearth.com if you want to win a $1,000 shopping spree from us, only till April 7th. Just throwing that out there. And I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.